This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So another day of Hillary Clinton's emails and the Steele dossier. This while the President of the United States is lying about the FBI, attacking the FBI, and attacking the rule of law in this country.
You are super weasel, ultra weasel,
diesel weasel.
In December 2016, they figured out who the primary subsource was. Then they checked their database and they found out that this individual was suspected by the FBI all the way back to 2009 of being a Russian agent.
I'm shocked, shocked.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Win, lose, or draw in this election, will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transferal of power after the election?
The ballots are a disaster. Get rid of the ballots and you'll have a very peaceful, there won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation.
Can you assure us that there will be a peaceful transfer of power?
You are referring to the question asked by the Playboy reporter, right?
Do I detect a note of sarcasm?
What do you plan to do if President Trump refuses to engage in a peaceful transfer of power if he loses the election?
President Trump will peacefully come to be sworn in again.
All right, good answer, good answer.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
They found six ballots in an office. They had Trump written on it, and they were thrown in a garbage can.
What the president claimed there was alarming, wasn't it? He's making this up, folks. He's gaslighting the country.
New details on a Justice Department investigation into potential mail-in ballot fraud in Pennsylvania. Nine military member ballots had been discarded. Seven of the nine ballots were cast for President Trump.
He's gaslighting the country.
Don't you feel foolish?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, I would never have the stones to accuse the president of lying when I knew he wasn't lying. I mean, that really takes chutzpah to go on and just say, you're lying when you're the one that's lying. But, hey, that's being a Democrat. Being a Democrat means never having to say you're sorry. Trump selects Amy Coney Barrett to fill Ginsburg's seat on the Supreme Court. We're happy about that, right? All right. We're going to talk to some candidates this next couple of segments here. And the first one is Tatiana. I can't pronounce your Russian name, Tatiana. I'm sorry.
Tatiana Semirog.
Semirog.
Yes.
And you're running for state rep.
Yes, 6th Plymouth District.
6th Plymouth District. And who are you running against?
A radical Democrat, Josh Cutler.
That's a good way to put it. And he tries to pretend that he's a friend of the police, doesn't he?
No, nope, he's not.
He's not. Okay, what towns are you in,
Tatiana? Duxbury, Pembroke, and Hanson.
Now, you have an interesting story.
I do.
Tell me about your situation.
I'd love to. So I came to the United States in 1988 as a 10-year-old girl from the former Soviet Union. My family has survived immense persecution for many generations, going back all the way to Stalin. I'm talking executions, labor camps, starvation, you name it. And we came to America, to Springfield, Massachusetts, and here's where I took my first breaths of freedom, in this beautiful Commonwealth. And since then, oh, thank you. Since then, I was able to graduate from college, worked for several members of Congress, including Scott Brown. I have three little girls. I'm a widow. I lost my husband 4 years ago. And I came back to Massachusetts and live in Duxbury now and decided to run for the 6th Plymouth because I believe that our American dream and our freedoms are under attack.
Those towns, Hanson, Duxbury, and Pembroke, they're not exactly liberal bastions, are they? Should they really be represented by Josh Cutler in the general court?
Well, that's what's surprising. I'm surprised that had I not stepped up, he would have been unopposed. And I said, how is that possible that an immigrant from Russia needs to come to that district and run against this radical leftist? Because that district has been red since its beginning until he took it from Danny Webster. So I am proud to be the candidate who's going to unseat him and turn it back to red.
So, Tatiana, where can people go to learn more about you?
Yeah, TatianaForMA.com.
And that's Tatiana, T-A-T-Y-A-N-A, ForMA.com.
Yes.
TatianaForMA.com.
Yes.
And that's so I assume you're a Trump girl.
Well, yes, I do support. My response always to that is I do support our president, and I supported the one before, and I will support the future one as well. That is what's best for this country, to always stand behind our president.
And I think you just got an endorsement from the police, didn't you?
Yes. All three towns got endorsed me. As of this week, Duxbury, Hanson, and Pembroke Police Unions endorsed me, as well as MassCop, MCFOU, MCFU. I keep butchering that one. But lots of police are coming behind me, and I'm very honored about that. I stand very strongly for the police where my opponent doesn't. He voted for the reform bill.
The so-called reform bill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, which the police obviously oppose. It's
yes.
just it's a disaster, and you're also you want to get the state reopened?
Absolutely. Listen, I'm a single mom with three little kids. Running this campaign is inhuman. It's literally impossible to do. And when the kids are not in school, my town, we only have 2 days being in school. And you know, I have to hire somebody. It's just not possible to do. It's not possible to have a normal life, with the state shut down like that. Talk about mental health issues. My kids are having anxiety. They're having trouble sleeping at night. This is affecting our little ones, and this needs to be addressed.
Yeah, I'm sure you address it. There's so many people that are in the same situation that it's not talked about as much as some of the other issues with this this panic, but people are being affected. They can't go back to work, can they?
No. How can a mom? I'm a single mom, but even if I had a husband, right? What if both of us had to work to provide for our families? How could they do that with this shutdown when the kids can't go to school?
And as you know, Tatiana, the death toll among people under the age of 20 in Massachusetts in the last 7 months, zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah. Incredible.
And everybody's having to hustle around, and the unions are saying they won't go back to the schools to work, and it's just a real mess.
Yes.
And I assume you're against higher gas taxes?
Absolutely. My opponent voted to increase our gas tax. I think, as you know, we are the highest unemployment in the whole country, and my district is a commuter district. And it's hitting them directly in their pockets, and they're upset. Hanson was the number one community in the entire state in 2014 to vote this down. The level of disconnect that my opponent has for his district is incredible for him to vote for it.
Well, he almost ran unopposed, so
yeah.
Why shouldn't he be disconnected,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
All right, Tatiana, we appreciate you coming down here. And tell everybody where they can reach you again if they want
yes.
to get involved in your campaign.
TatianaForMA.com.
Okay, and she's running in the Plymouth district of Hanson, Duxbury, and Pembroke.
Yes.
Three conservative towns. Thank you, Tatiana.
Thank you.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Give her a round of applause.
Tatiana has an amazing story, and I heard about her way before this even started because people are so moved by your story and by your strength and how much you stand up for what you really believe in. It's really amazing because a lot of people wouldn't.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a lot of survival going on. I also went through breast cancer. 6 days before my husband died, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then a month later, I had to undergo double mastectomy without him. So, and since then, I just decided that if I'm going to live, I'm going to make a difference in this world. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Tatiana. I have some good news and some bad news. People are very interested in your campaign. The bad news is your website just crashed. So many people were trying to get to it.
Are you serious?
So go fix
it. The power of Howie Carr Nation strikes again.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you, Mr.
Carr. Okay, thank you, Tatiana. Right. Okay. That's good. Give her a round of applause. Eden Pure Pain Cream sold out in 2 minutes with our Cheap Bastard deal, but today you can get it with Howie's big discount. Everybody knows the prescription pain relief drugs can be addictive and could have bad side effects. Eden Pure Pain Cream is all natural and has the strength of a pain cream. For me, it started working in just 2 minutes. I've been using it on my bad leg for weeks, and I really noticed the difference. Eden Pure Pain Cream gives you prescription power pain relief with no prescription, no addictions, and no bad side effects. Eden Pure Pain Cream relieves pain from arthritis, joints, back pain, and in my case, leg pain from an old injury. Eden Pure Pain Cream is so powerful that it has a 99.2% customer satisfaction rating. Prescription pain cream can cost between $300 and $2,000 per tube. That's really true. You don't know how much it is till you have to pay for it or decide not to pay for it. Don't buy the pricey prescription creams or the cheap over-the-counter creams that don't even work. Get Eden Pure Pain Cream today. BOGO, buy one, get one, has been a big success, and Eden Pure is continuing the special throughout the weekend. Buy one, get one free. BOGO. Eden Pure is having their BOGO special for their amazing pain cream and the Thunderstorm air purifier. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIEBOGO. HOWIEBOGO. Same code for both products. HOWIEBOGO at EdenPure.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ian in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by The Howie Carr Show's Election Selection T-shirt package. Go to howiecarshow.com and click store to get the package, which includes a I'm looking at the headlines about Amy Coney Barrett. It includes a T-shirt that says, "I'd rather take COVID-19 over Biden 20, and a Trump Forever T-shirt. Trump Forever, and then 2020, 2024, 2028, going on forever.
And that's the one that Donald Trump Jr. was a big fan of yesterday.
Right, but they're both pretty good. Plus, each order comes with those two T-shirts, comes with a free autographed copy of What Really Happened. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click store to get the election selection package. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How many debates will occur? 0, 1 to 2, or all three as planned?
I'm going to say 1 to 2. I don't think you can get out of every one.
49% say 1 to 2, 13% say all three are gonna take place.
All right. Okay, we got another candidate for state rep from the South Shore from the adjoining district to Tatiana's. This is Summer Schmeling, or should I call you Summer Gallagher?
I would love Gallagher, but just call me Summer.
Okay, Summer. What towns are you in?
So I have a bit of a gerrymandered district. I have all of Kingston, Plimpton, and Halifax, then I have South Duxbury, North Middleborough, and North and West Plymouth.
There's only one way a district could be drawn like that, and that's if a Republican once had it and they wanted to get rid of him.
Yes, and actually Trump won my district, and he's going to win it again, and so am I.
All right.
Woo! Yeah.
Summer! So who are you running against?
Her name is Kathy Lenatra. She is in her freshman term, so she took Tom Coulter's old seat. So there was a little quid pro quo going on there. He became Kingston's town administrator. He parlayed her into the state rep seat.
It's amazing how many town administrators around the Commonwealth used to be state reps.
Yeah, but wait, it gets better. So then he becomes Kingston's town administrator, and the town of Kingston did a recall election, flipped their board of selectmen, and fired him. Well, let him go. You know, he was recused.
Some stories in Massachusetts politics do have a happy
ending. Isn't it just great? It's fantastic. So, yeah.
So he didn't run against her in the primary to get his old seat back?
Yeah, you would think he would, right? Yeah. I almost think when I win, he's going to try to run against me, but it's not happening. He's not well-liked.
All right, so why should people vote for you? We were looking at the headlines, Holyoke Soldiers Home officials facing charges stemming from coronavirus outbreak. This is a criminal charges filed against these two guys.
Yeah, which is great, but it's a day late and a dollar short. So I say to people on the campaign trail that my opponent sits on this Committee of Elder Affairs, and in Massachusetts, these Democrats, they're so reactive instead of proactive. Like, we need people to be proactive. We
right.
need, our 6,000, over 6,000 deaths of our seniors, like, it's unacceptable. It's frankly, it's tragic. And they did nothing about it because they don't stand for anything. So that's the great thing about being a Republican. So people ask me, oh, you're going to be a Republican in a Democrat majority. But that means that I'm not beholden to the Speaker of the House. And I can speak up for my district and represent my district without owing anybody anything.
Right.
So I think it's actually great, personally.
Look, some of the Republicans can be pretty effective, like Allison over there, Allison Sullivan, and she took Jeff Deal's
place. She's fantastic, yes.
Shauna O'Connell,
Jim conservative Lyons, women.
Mark
all these,
Lombardo.
Wait, all these conservative not guilty women.
That's
is the best thing about all of it.
Oh, you just made a lot of friends among my male audience.
Well, hey, you know, it's true. It's true. Looking across the board, I mean, I don't lie.
Thank you, Summer. Summer, where can people learn more about your campaign?
So it's summer4rep.com, so summer, F-O-R-R-E-P.com. And I have to say, Howie, I'm a lifelong fan. I remember being a little kid sitting in my father's car listening to you. So,
thank you. Thank
love you,
Summer.
I think you're fantastic.
I really appreciate it, and thanks. Good luck, and call us on election eve. We're going to give
a
minute to everybody, and that's great. Thank
thanks
you.
Thanks for giving me the time. Appreciate
thank
it.
You, Summer.
Thank you, Summer.
Thank you. Good. All right. 844-500-4242. Where we got the we got somebody else here, right?
Karina. Oh, here
it's
she
Karina.
Comes. Karina, here
she
comes.
Here comes Karina. We have a county office seeker. Karina Mompelis. Okay, put on
Karina.
The phones there, Karina. All right. She's running for treasurer and It's kind of an obscure position, but they got a lot of power, don't they, Karina?
They do.
How much money does your opponent control?
$10 million, the county budget.
$10 million bucks.
Yeah.
You can do a lot of damage with $10 million bucks,
you can.
Can't you?
You can.
So you're.
But $41 million is way more. Yeah.
So where are you from?
I'm from Brockton, Massachusetts. I'm originally from Haiti. I migrated here when I was 7 years old. And since then, I've been, I went to school for political science, but I ended up being a financial analyst. And this is why I think I'd be perfect for the job, because I have been working as a financial analyst for years. And right now, the office is lacking a lot of ethics that I am going to restore given the opportunity.
And it's held by a former state rep.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. It's funny how these guys get elected to office and then they just never seem to leave. They just migrate from one space to another.
They don't leave and they don't do their job, so.
It's a double whammy.
So, Karina, how do you spell your last name?
It's Mompelis, M-O-M-P-E-L-A-S.
Mompelis.
Yes.
And how do people go to learn more about your campaign?
You can go on KarinaMompelis.com.
Karina?
Karina with a C, C-A-R-I-N-A, Mompelis. I'll do it again. MOMPELAS.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Karina. Thanks for being with us here.
Thank
good
you.
Luck. Good luck. I want to say hello before we leave. We're taking a slide tonight. Grace and I are taking a slide. The last half hour is going to be handled by Taylor. But I did want to check in with the mayor of our community, Bob Hedlund. Bob Hedlund was one of the good reps. He was kind of guilty, though, and if you know what I mean. But he got the job done sometimes. He took care of elephants, right? There you go. And now he's at City Hall in Weymouth. Thank you for being with us, Bob.
We appreciate it. We missed you the last time you were here.
That's good.
We had the welcome wagon, the red carpet, everything ready for you.
No, it was great.
I couldn't make it.
It was great. I appreciate it. I always love coming to Precinct 10. I have a great time.
When you were talking about the county commissioner that was a former state rep, and you said that people don't seem to go away and they hang around.
Yeah.
Well, were you talking about me too?
No, you could always go back to the garage. I know you could. You got a good auto mechanic. We're going to have to break, Bob, but I just wanted to bring you on.
Good to have
thank you very
thank
much.
You,
thanks for
thank you,
laying
Bob.
Out
you're
the
at a great place. Great food
thank
here.
You.
Come
thank
on
you,
down.
Weymouth. Thank you, Precinct 10. We appreciate it. Turn it over to Taylor. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Good Friday evening.
I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for the great Howie Carr, who has taken the slide along with Grace to presumably enjoy a nice spread over at Precinct 10. And I believe they have other places to be as well. This has been a great week for the Howie Carr Show and all the listeners. Thank you guys so much, and especially the VIPs that have come in this week. I think this was our last week of VIPs, unless there's another announcement coming up shortly. So stay tuned. Maybe, maybe not. I can't guarantee anything, but we'll see. We had Donald Trump Jr. in this week, which was fantastic. And we thank him and his team for coming aboard the Howie Carr Show. We had a really great time with Donald Trump Jr. and his staff, and the VIPs just had an awesome time as well. They weren't expecting it. It was so much fun. 844-500-4242. So what I wanted to do with the last half hour of the show today is to go through some of the back and forth between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. So on Tuesday, we're going to witness the first debate between President Trump and Joseph Biden. And I'm not sure exactly what to expect. I know it's going to be a drubbing. I don't think Joe Biden's going to be on his A game. He might, if you believe that he's taken something for his mental acuity, that's possible. Maybe he will bring his A game, but it won't be all him. He'll be juicing, as it were. And so to kind of prepare and hype it up on Tuesday night, I wanted to go through some of the history between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, their back and forth, their squabbles throughout not only Donald Trump's presidency, but before on his campaign. Joe Biden has said some things, and we're going to start in 2016. I think this is going to be a lot of fun because, look, I've gotten maybe 40 cuts here. We won't get through them all, I guarantee it, but 40 cuts here of Trump and Joe Biden going back and forth at each other, and it's really amazing. I'm going to play a cut right now from 4 years ago of Joe Biden. I want you to listen to the difference between Joe Biden today and Joe Biden then, just 4 years ago, almost to the day. Cut 16.
What a disgusting assertion for anyone to make. The press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish you were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
No slurring. Enunciation is good. He's strung two sentences together. He was fine. And 4 years later, he earned the nickname Sleepy Joe from President Trump. So this was President Trump's, then candidate Trump's response, to Joe Biden wanting to fight him. Cut 17.
Out of them. I'll go over a couple of more names, but no, I won't. How about Sleepy Joe Biden? Sleepy Joe. Remember, he challenged me to a fight, and that was fine. And when I said he wouldn't last long, he'd be down faster than Greg would take him down. He'd be down so fast. Remember?
That was actually at a Trump rally in 2018, 2 years after Joe Biden had told him, in those 2 years, not 4 years, in those 2 years, Joe Biden slipped so much that he earned the nickname Sleepy Joe. I'm telling you, go back a few years and watch some of Joe Biden's speeches, even the one we were playing, Cut 15, Matt.
I have incredibly good judgment. One, I married Jill. And two, I appointed Johnson to the Academy. I just want you to know that. Just clap for that, you stupid bastard.
I mean, as Howie said, yeah, there's a little bit of slurring there in 2016 at that speech he was giving before some of our finest, our troops. But he was still with it. He was still making sense. And I think Trump said it very well here. What Joe Biden's greatest weakness is, and that is in cut 18.
No, I don't see Joe Biden as a threat. No, I don't see him as a threat.
I think he's only a threat to himself. I just don't see him as a threat. He's been there a long time. His record's not good. He'd have to run on the Obama failed record. You look at what happened with so many different...
47 years Joe Biden has been in politics and in Washington, D.C. 47 years. And Trump is absolutely right. He's only a threat to himself. You know how many firsts Trump has had in his time in office that the Obama-Biden administration or the O'Biden-Bama administration was never able to accomplish? Just today, I believe it's being announced, President Trump is naming Antifa and... How's this, Joe? Listen up. The KKK as terrorist organizations, putting them on the official federal list as domestic terror organizations. Joe, is that denouncing the KKK? Are you going to keep repeating the same mantra that he's never once denounced the white nationalists, the white supremacists, which he did? We won't even get into that cut. But again, 8 years with Obama and Biden, a black president never officially labeled the KKK as a domestic terror organization. Why was that? Why is it Trump the one that has to do it?
The Ku Klux Klan is the Ku Klux Klan.
He can't even say it. 844-500-4242. Let's skip down, Matt, to, let's see here. Cut 21 is a good one.
I'd rather run against, I think, Biden than anybody. I think he's the weakest mentally. I like running against
people. So hold up here. This is before Joe Biden actually announced that he was running. This is June 11th, 2019. Go ahead.
I like running against people that are weak mentally. I think Joe is the weakest up here. The other ones have much more energy. I don't agree with their policies, but I think Joe is a man who is, I call him 1% Joe. Because until Obama came along, he didn't do very well. But I don't bring him up.
He's right there, too. I mean, you had so many young, energetic people, relatively young. You had people like Pete Buttigieg, Juan Castro, or Joaquin, depending on if you're Joe Biden or not, one of them. You had so many others that were young men and women. Tulsi Gabbard, she would have been great for a Democratic nominee. She wasn't too progressive on all the issues. She was energetic. She was attractive. That's always great in politics if you've got the look. But they settled again on an old white guy, the very thing, an old, not just an old white guy, an old establishment white guy, the very thing that they claim to be against. What are all these riots going on right now? Yeah, they're against the police. They're against use of force. You know, they're listening to these fairy tales that are cooked up by the mainstream media. They're not even the correct narrative. These falsified reports that they have to retract, but the retraction never gets any traction. But what are they basically against? They want to tear down the system. What is Joe Biden if he's not the system? Biden soon went after, this was a couple of months later, after those comments that Trump just said where he likes running against people who are weak mentally. Joe Biden said Trump has more in common with George Wallace than George Washington. Cut 22.
So it's up to us, as it was in the 20s. It's up to us. We're living through a rare moment in this nation's history where our president isn't up to the moment, where our president lacks the moral authority to lead, where our president has more in common with George Wallace than he does with George Washington.
Where? How? Again, he denounced the KKK, denounced white nationalists, denounced white supremacists, and today is naming the KKK a domestic terror organization. Nothing in common with George Wallace at all. Just because the guy has some chutzpah to him and isn't afraid to say what he thinks instead of tiptoeing around the subject like Joe's been doing for 47 years, that doesn't make him like George Wallace. These next two
from Trump are some of the best responding to Joe Biden. Cut 23.
Well, you know, Joe is a pretty incompetent guy. I've watched his interviews. I've watched what he said and how he said it. And I wouldn't have rated him very high in the first place. But Joe Biden has truly lost his fastball, that I can tell you.
And the next one came right after that. I'm not sure if it was the same exact day or maybe a day later, but it was, again, right up there with the lost his fastball comment. This is cut 25.
Joe is not playing with a full deck. He made that comment. I said, whoa, I saw it because I was on something. I had a television. I saw his comment. Joe Biden is not playing with a full deck. This is not somebody you can have as your president. But if he got the nomination, I'd be thrilled.
And he is. I am sure Trump is having the time of his life preparing for these debates. As he was preparing for the debates when he was then candidate Trump, he was preparing for the GOP debates, and Howie was part of the team that was coaching him in New Hampshire. He had a great time if you actually sat there and listened, if you were there for it. He had a tremendous time, preparing for the debates. He has fun with these things, and I'm sure they're preparing him for all sorts of scenarios, especially if Joe Biden loses his place in what he's saying. If Joe Biden just drops silent, Trump has to jump in. First of all, let the silence linger for a little bit, but jump in and say, it's okay, Joe, take your time. Take your time. We're all here. We're all patient people. We understand. Take your time. That's embarrassing for Joe. Let's play a couple more before we go to the break. Again, we're just kind of hyping up the debate on Tuesday night, which I'm very much looking forward to. Of course, Joe Biden never knows where he is. Cut 28.
Unsafe bridges you still have here in the state of Ohio. I mean, Iowa. And I was just in Ohio because they have more.
How many unsafe bridges do they have in the great state of Ohio? I mean, Iowa. And then he says he was just in Ohio because they have more bridges. That's why he was in Ohio. He likes bridges. Cut 29.
I've been here a number of times. Last time was, I think, all the way back in 2014. But I've been here before that. I love this place. Look, what's not to like about Vermont in terms of the beauty of it? And what a neat town. I mean, this is sort of a scenic, beautiful town. The mayor's been a good guy, and everybody's been really friendly. I like Keene a lot.
Of course, he was in Keene, New Hampshire, when he made those comments. How do you? You're going to the first in the nation that's voting in the primary, and you don't even know you're there? You don't know who you're talking to? Of course, Trump picked up on that. Cut 27.
Where Biden keeps saying he's in the wrong state, like if he's in Ohio, it's great to be in Iowa tonight. If he's in Pennsylvania, it's wonderful to be in the state of Delaware. What is wrong with this guy? What's wrong with him? There's something wrong. Okay, there's something wrong.
There is something wrong.
No, he keeps, how many times can you do that?
And he harps on this again right after the debate. Remember the Democratic debate? And the front page of, I think it was the Boston Herald, was all the candidates raising their hands, and the headline is, "Who wants to lose an election?" That question, why they were all raising their hands, was, whose health care plan is going to give illegal immigrants free health care? Of course, they said undocumented workers. Illegal immigrants, free health care. Joe Biden stood there as everybody else raised their hands, probably didn't hear the question, said, Jesus, if everybody else is raising their hands, I better raise mine too. And he was the last one to raise his hand, and there was a significant pause. This is Trump on that moment. Cut 30.
He just raises his hand. He has no clue what he's doing. They raised their hand. Remember, he looked. You want to give illegal aliens health care, even though we're taking it away from our own soldiers and our own. And he looks, and they're all raising their hand. Did you see that? Well, okay, I'll do it too.
844-500-4242. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with a few more hits here. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is The Howie Carr Show.
the paper boy with a big microphone, Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Haverhill, Massachusetts.
This is Murnie in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Getting stoned on sunshine, getting high on air,
getting to it naturally, really getting there.
Boy, you thought there was only one Frank and Nancy duet. No, there's several, and that was one of them. Life's a Trippy Thing. Check it out on YouTube. It's full of marijuana innuendos. It's very funny. All right, so again, the Trump-Biden debate is Tuesday night. We're hyping it up with some Trump cuts about Biden, some Biden cuts about Trump. This is their history together. When Biden started doing his basement videos, actually, even before that, this was January 31st. This was the day that President Trump put on the China ban, the China travel ban for the coronavirus, before Biden recommended it and before Biden was for it. Biden was against the China travel ban before he was for it. This was a prediction by President Trump. Cut 33.
If Bertie or Sleepy Joe has... I mean, Joe had a crowd that was so small the other day that they set up a round table. Right? No, it's true.
Now, hold it right there, Matt. Think about this. This is before anybody was doing social distancing. This was before anybody had to wear masks. This was before we were controlling crowd sizes. This was before all of that, before we were all afraid of this pandemic. Cut 34.
You ever see Sleepy Joe with the little circles? He puts them very far away. So far away, and then he comes up with the mask. He's like 100 yards from the nearest.
Yeah. In the cut before that, Trump went on to say that his rallies have to be converted to round tables. It came true. Biden gives his speeches to nobody in particular. As Gray said earlier, travels all the way to Wisconsin to give a speech to four cameras and then sits down for a round table with three people. All right. We'll see you on Monday. Enjoy the weekend. HowieCarshow.com. Click store. Get the election selection package. It's a great deal. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.